is Pat and Fraser Gillette here on CBS Radio, Free FM. Sitting across from me is Michael Goudeau. We're here in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is warming up a little because Michael Goudeau told me it was. I don't notice anything about weather. Phone number here is 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. If you don't have letters on your phone, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. How are you today, Mr. Goodell?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good, good. I just got this email that's pretty fascinating. I can get Viagra really cheap.
Really?
Yeah, really cheap.
Really cheap.
There's a good deal for it. I got this other thing.
That's not so bad. You know, I actually won two lotteries today.
Did you really?
I did.
Did you really?
I'm rich, and I didn't even enter, which is really cool.
I was kind of troubled by this whole thing because I just got this little message from Amazon that my credit card information is screwed up. So I've been sending them all my credit card information.
That's
again.
Always a good idea.
You want to send it to them because they need that to straighten out their record. So I've sent them all my credit card information. They only asked for my Amex, but I sent them my Visa too, just to make sure everything there at Amazon is cleared up.
All of your account numbers. Because
eBay sent me for the same thing. I sent them all the account numbers.
Bank of America sent me a request. I had to send them my account number. I don't know why they didn't have it already.
It would seem like Bank of America would have your account number.
Yeah.
But this is a great deal on Viagra. And also, I got this deal from Nigeria. There's a guy who has hundreds of millions of dollars, and all I'm going to do is send him. I'll get like 50% of it or something. A finder's fee.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, all
I'm
going to do is write back.
I'm going to be a hero in bed. Also.
Are you really going to be?
I am going to be. Yeah, I'm going to be a sexual giant all night long.
Oh, you really? Are you really? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other. Oh no.
What?
Godot, that's all spam.
No.
That's not true. That's spam and phishing.
I am a sexual hero all night. What are you talking about?
No, you're not. No, you're not a sexual
you
hero all night.
You couldn't write it if it weren't true.
You're a schmo, Goudeau. You're a schmo. Yeah, MySpace just filed a lawsuit against Spam King. You know Spam King?
Spam King. Scott Richter.
Yeah, one of your lesser-known superheroes. This week, MySpace.com announced that it filed a lawsuit against Scott Richter, also known as the Spam King. MySpace.com claimed that Richter had sent out millions of emails to MySpace members. Richter is being sued under the Can Spam Act. MySpace also said that Richter illegally gained access to millions of MySpace user accounts by using phishing schemes that exploited certain flaws in the MySpace website architecture. Richter's run-in with tech companies isn't something out of the ordinary, and MySpace is definitely not the first. In 2003, Microsoft took Richter to court, in which he was ordered to hand over $100,000 for damages caused by email spam. After failing to pay the fines, Richter was ordered to pay $7 million. Okay. law enforcement agencies and IT companies are strengthening their fight against spam in all forms. Daily Tech reported that the first person convicted was Jeffrey Gooden, was the first person. Criminal offense for spam. He facing a prison sentence on July 1st of this year and could face up to 101 years in federal prison. Gooden was prosecuted under the Can Spam Act. As you might have guessed, I'm reading to you from Daily Tech, an article written by Tuan Nguyen. What's in the Vietnamese name? Mm-hmm. I'm not good with Vietnamese names. Are you?
No.
We better get that way because there's a lot of people that write articles that are from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go down to the bottom, or Vietnam heritage, I mean,
yes.
When you go down to the bottom here, every single person that writes in, and it's very rare on the web, but every single comment at the bottom just says string him up, you know, send him to hell, cut his head off. So tired of spam, and I think everybody's a little tired of spam, and I think the nut point of view on this is to say that's okay, should be legal. Now, not the phishing stuff, you know. If you claim to be Amazon and you're not, what you're doing is wrong. But the whole Can Spam thing, I don't know. 866-570-PEN, 7366. The way you get rid of all spam is the way you get rid of all junk mail and all ugly billboards and all everything else. Just don't buy anything advertised that way.
Yeah, somebody, one of you people out there
one of you
is apparently buying Viagra from these people, and that's dragging us all down.
Call us up, 866-570-PEN, 7366, if you buy Viagra from spam
or anything.
Or anything.
I don't understand the spam that is that seems to have nothing attached to it.
What do you mean?
He capricious so manservant himself had not the exclusive. It's not selling anything. It's just a long paragraph of confusing sentences.
I don't get that.
I don't understand that. I don't know what that is.
I don't mean I don't understand it. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get that stuff sent to me. I think that my filters take care of that stuff. But I think that the solution to this is also technology. I don't think you need the government. I don't think we need a whole branch of government to fight spam. Do you ever use whitelists? No. Some of my friends use whitelists. You know what those are, right?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. I have friends that say, you know, you send them a message and it comes back and says, you know, you have to prove you're a person before you can send a message to this account.
Yeah.
And, but you know how they fight that? There's a really cool thing they do. I forgot the name of it. Someone will call up and tell us the name of it. 866-570-PEN, 7366, or penradio@gmail.com, or penradio.com is our... And the website is working better now. You can really go to penradio.com, and you can get podcasts, you know, day after, and you can get all the information we're talking about. But I would like... I've forgotten the name of this. Maybe I'll look it up during the break. But there's a technique they use where when you have to do a certain code to you have to read those numbers that are hard to read that can only be done by a human. What you do is you have a computer program that collects them all, and then sends out another spam to people that says free porno. All you've got to do is fill this in. And you fill them in, you get a few dirty pictures, and then you've answered that. You've done that for them. You understand? I just said that as badly as you possibly could.
They trick you into answering those questions.
They trick you into doing their work, you know. And I just thought there's a technique that we read about it on Wikipedia, and there's a technique, but you have to think of the name of it, or I'd have to search for words in it, and I can't type that way while I'm talking. But someone will call us up, 866-570-PEN 7366, and we want to just talk about spam. I think that junk mail. I also think that annoyance callers, you know, people who call for trying to sell you stuff at home, they should be able to call. I have no problem with phones listening. And my wife has a great technique. When someone calls up and says, you know, do you want to buy this over the phone? Mm-hmm. She waits a while, lets them talk a little while, then says to them, when did the dream die?
Did you
want to be a person who made phone calls for a living? Did you want to do that?
Come on, when you were a kid, you wanted to be a fireman, didn't you? What's your deal?
Yeah,
what happened?
Let's talk to some spam people. The spam people are calling.
Is this someone who's buying stuff on spam?
No, I don't think so. I'm waiting for that. I still want to find somebody that goes, what are you talking about? They're great deals. I'm a sexual hero all night long. But let's talk to Mike. What are you going to say, Mike?
Yeah, the emails that he just mentioned where it's just a bunch of weird random sentences that don't seem to have any meaning. I've been getting tons of those, and I think there's something to them. And you guys are on the radio. You got the power to find out what it is to theirs. You know, you got people calling in. If anyone knows about that, I'd love to hear it.
Someone must know. I mean, you don't know. You just get a lot of them.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the words, you know, I don't know if people can search for links to these words and, like, be directed to your email or something because of it, but I don't know. I just feel like there's something to those emails because there's words that could be linked to, you know, I don't know, just weird words. They seem to be going somewhere with it.
Like, yeah, we'll try to put someone will call up. You know, we have listeners that know most everything. So someone will call up and tell us about that, and then keep listening, and you'll hear. Anything else?
No doubt. That's what I'm looking for.
Thanks a lot, man. We'll try to find that, Mike. Try to find that for you. So Mike is giving us assignments. We now have an assignment. Before now, we were just doing a radio show. But Mike's been getting weird words from spam, and he wants to know why the hell they're sending them out. So someone must know. We've got a lot of very proud geeks that listen to our show, and somebody knows this. So call us up and tell us, 866-570-PEN 7366. Or if you're in a little cubicle and can't really call because you get caught, then write to penradio@gmail.com and you get to hear your words and our voices. Penradio@gmail.com. That's PENRADIO@gmail.com. And of course, penradio.com will always flip you right to that. That's all you need to do is you get right there. Let's see what, I think we got a lot of people calling in, so maybe somebody knows. Let's talk to Big Frankie. Is this our Big Frankie up in Seattle or whatever?
Portland. Yes, indeed.
Seattle and Portland.
That same direction from
us. If you're from Massachusetts, Seattle and Portland are the same place.
Exactly.
What are those weird random words there, big fella?
Well, one of my friends, really awesome computer geek from MIT, was bored one day, wrote a spam software thing, and he sent out a strings of emails like that, and he was just doing it as a test run.
Uh-huh.
And then judged on how many responses of, dude, what in the heck are you sending me or whatever.
Oh!
That's how he determined if it was actually working.
I see. So, once you send a little thing that says, dude, what are you talking about, then gives you a list of active email addresses.
Exactly.
So if you send in after that, and then once you've got active email addresses, you can sell those for a lot more money than ones you don't know are active. Is that right? Well, there you go. Thank you, Frankie.
Not a problem.
You're right there for us. I believe that's a good answer. Maybe someone else knows
something. Maybe his friends recognized his name. I mean, if I sent out a bunch of email with crazy words in it, you'd go, what the hell's wrong with you? You'd send me back an email going, what are you doing, man?
Well, no, he said it was software. The guy knows enough to do that.
Okay,
what do you
all
think,
right,
he's
right.
A fool? Not everyone's as stupid as us, Gudeau. Okay? Don't get that solipsistic. There are people out there who are smarter than us, and many of them are listening to this show. Okay? So, let's see what Eric has to say. Yeah, Eric, what's up, man? What are you going to tell us about spam?
Hey, guys. I'm actually among other things, I work for a technology company, and one of my jobs is administering our email server,
mm-hmm.
Which handles email commercially for about 60, 70 different companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on that premise alone, I have to disagree with you about government not needing to be involved in this, just because I think it was South Park that said something to the effect of, like, 20% of the population is retarded. People will buy whatever spammers offer to sell them, and I don't think we can count on the public to overcome this on their own intelligence alone.
Right, but I think it was Bull's hit that said freedom is the right to be stupid.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely.
And if those people want to buy things, they get sent that way. Who I'm sorry, I didn't mean to phrase it this way. Who the hell are you? I'm sorry, that wasn't even right either. Who the hell do you think you are? That's better. To deprive stupid people of buying bad Viagra through spams.
Well, I don't have any problem if they want to buy bad Viagra through spam, but the problem is that because they want to, I have to deal with it. And not only do I have to deal with it, I have to deal with it for 1,000 people.
Yeah. Yes, and you get paid. You get paid for that. What I'm saying is you don't want to buy, you know that headache thing where you rub the head, you rub the thing against your forehead?
Head on, apply directly to the forehead.
What's
head
it
on,
called?
Apply directly to the forehead. Head on, apply directly to the forehead, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're not going to ever buy that as long as you live. But sometime your TiVo's going to speed past that because someone does want it. I think that, you know, if I could get rid of all the billboards for Cirque du Soleil, I'd be thrilled to pieces. But some people want to go to that show. And I'm sure that a lot of people don't like the big Penn and Teller at the Rio billboards they see driving down the street. But as long as people say, dude, I saw your billboard and came to see your show, that has to be there. I just don't know why you want the government to decide what mail can be sent out. Because what if one of those bad Viagra guys decides to send out an email that says, maybe the war in Iraq has gone on too long, we should bring the troops home, and want to get that to everybody that way, the government you know is going to think that that is as bad as bad Viagra.
Yeah, and it is a tricky issue because, you know, I'm right with you. I'm all about people should have, you know, the freedom to speak and the freedom to communicate their ideas as much as possible. But that freedom can only extend as far as, you know, until it interferes with the lives of other people.
Right.
And on top of that, there is an actual material cost involved, too.
There sure is. There sure is cost,
yes. With the company time. And, I mean, it begins to interfere with stuff. I really wish there was a non-governmental way. Maybe they could just take the Spam King guy and, rather than suing him and all that, just lock me in a room with him with a baseball bat. I'd be square.
Wait one second, though. Does the baseball bat go to you, or does the baseball bat go in a neutral position, or does it go to him?
You know what? For all he's put me through over the years, it doesn't much matter.
Now, what about, you know, I have our ID guy has got all sorts of filters on our stuff, and we get spam, we let him know, and he blocks here and there. And there's also a certain kind of whitelist and spam list. You do all that stuff, right?
And that helps to a certain extent, but, I mean, computers, maybe someday, but at least not for many, many, many years, they're just never going to be smart enough to do what a human can do and figure stuff out. When you look at it, it's an uneven battle because it's much, much easier for a spammer to send an email that looks like a legitimate email than it is for software to figure out what's legitimate and what's not. And the problem, you're talking about, too, with the whitelist where you got to do a challenge response situation and someone sends in an email and, you know, they have to approve award. The other thing that kind of stinks about those is I've seen situations before where two people emailing each other and aren't on their own whitelist each have those, and then you just get stuck in the sort of infinite email limbo where each party is waiting for the other one to respond to the challenge.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so it goes back and forth like that.
Yeah.
And there was some weird idea when I was up at Google. They were talking about some weird system where you have a piece of copyrighted material that has to be sent on every email you get, and the copyright is issued to any individual person free of charge, but any organization can't have it. So as soon as a spam gets sent with that copyrighted information, then it automatically becomes a copyright violation, and you don't have to go through the spam laws at all. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's...
We got to break in here. Be the 110th nationwide caller now for your chance to win a Panasonic 42-inch plasma HD TV in this multi-city contest. Call 1-866-327-9946. 1-866-EASY-WIN.
Yeah, well...
And that's already illegal.
That's already illegal.
Oh, yeah. That's really the other problem with the whole situation is that there's so many laws that these people break outside of just, you know, I mean, if it's one thing for the people who do it the legal route and include all the, you know, to be removed and legitimate ways to trace back to them, but 98% of these people.
Can you just back up that number?
Yeah, okay, good.
Just want to make sure.
I'm completely pulling this out of, yeah.
We have an absolute rule on this show. We don't want any numbers that aren't made up right on the spot.
So if you had the real numbers, we weren't going to let you
know. A large quantity of...
No, 98% is the number we'll go with now. That'll be for the rest of the show.
That sounds good. Yeah, and you're right about the government thing being a problem, too, because even if we did regulate it here in America, it's an internet. It's a global network, so people will just move to Canada or China or Russia. I can't tell you how many junk mails I get that aren't in English, don't even contain English characters.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing. It certainly is annoying. But I'm glad you were able to vent on our show a little bit.
Yeah, no, I always appreciate the ability to just kind of rant. So thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you. You know, you can talk about people getting killed. You can talk about war. You can talk about there being no God. But nothing gets as many phone calls as spam. Man, people are just major pissed off.
One of our listeners bought, this is from Sarah, I bought Viagra not knowing what it was. I was excited to get my first email. So her first email was spam and she bought.
She's kidding, right?
Well, she says she doesn't regret it.
But you're not supposed to put it in your dog's food. That's just wrong. 866-570-PEN-7366. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. I guess we're kind of talking spam, and I guess the question is, should the government be involved in stopping spam? Once again, the libertarian nut position. This is Michael Godot sitting across from me, reading all your emails. My name is Penn Jillette. We're on CBS Free FM. Little Latin-flavored Mike Jones enormous orchestra. And I think I'm playing bass on that, I believe. And we're on the Penn Jillette radio show, talking with Michael Godot. We're talking about spam. 866-570-PEN-7366 if you want to make an annoyance call. PenRadio@gmail.com if you want to send spam. PenRadio.com if you want to bomb a website. So there you go.
You know, the email that we have here is from Robin. She says, you're missing the point, the core issue on spam. We're having to pay for it. I receive 700 to 900 spams per day at two email addresses. I'm paying for the service while the spammers are paying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's absolutely right. But you could make that same argument for anything. You know, you're paying with your time for commercials that are on TV and so on. So she's making a very important point. It's a very, very good point, but it's a point that can be stretched on other things as well. But yes, and I think technology is the answer. But here's a person that wrote, and I have his name. But I'm fool. But I'm not going to say it. Please keep my identity secret. But I work for one of the largest spam companies in the world. People want this stuff. Trust me. It's generally the lower income people, and the complaints they send is wonderful to read. Are wonderful to read, I would guess. There are tons of laws in place about this stuff, ICANN, etc., and we always have to do things to stay in line. And as a warning, never respond to an email, ever, please. Needless to say, I'm not proud of my job. Please hire me, Penn. I'll wash your hair dryers even. So that's an email from a guy. Let me see. Let's take. Oh, I also we had someone write in and tell me that what I was talking about was CAPTCHA. And I, when I read this, I didn't realize. I just thought it was. I didn't think it pronounced CAPTCHA, but CAPTCHA, of course, a CAPTCHA, an initialism for completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. I hate that. I used to think when I was a kid that, you know, when you had an initialism that came out to be an acronym,
mm-hmm.
that you just kind of discovered that, like scuba.
Right.
Like you didn't say, like, oh, what's a good word? Scuba be a good word. Then it doesn't make it, you know, be self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. And I always thought it had to be accidental, you know. And then when I found out that they reverse engineered them, I was heartbroken. You know what I mean? That they might have had, you know, underwater breathing apparatus, and they went, UBA is not that good.
That's silly.
Let's put self-contained. That's not a good example. But there's ones like, you know, Coyote, which is the prostitute one.
Yeah.
Cast off, you're tired, old. They wanted it to spell Coyote.
I
believe that that's a cheat. I believe that's a deep cheat. So I believe CAPTCHA, initialism, it's not initialism, an acronym for completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. You know damn well they wanted it to spell CAPTCHA before they started. They didn't just go, let me see, it's a completely automated, it's public, it's a Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. Hey, wait a minute, that spells CAPTCHA. They didn't do it that way. And I feel ripped off by that. I feel angry by that.
You know the problem with the sports teams, too. The people not being from the city they're playing for.
I have a huge problem with that. I have a problem with all. There's all sorts of stuff that broke my heart. I started to get a little bit interested in baseball.
It's no wonder you didn't like Santa.
And when I found out that the Boston Red Sox weren't just guys from Boston, I was really bothered. I still don't get it. I still don't get how you root for a team that's called that team, and they're just guys from anywhere that are able to do that. It just seems wrong.
Except for the Bears.
Yeah.
The Bears are all actual Bears. They just shave them, stick them out there. It's really cool.
Yeah. And speaking of which, because I got him in my head, Happy Jack is running the board. He's taking over for Patrick. And he wanted me to announce this
just
early
because
on.
Patrick's sick, right? He hasn't taken over for Patrick.
Well, no. See, Patrick made a big mistake.
Patrick shows up tomorrow.
Patrick made a big mistake. Patrick got sick so we could find out how easy his job was. Okay? You notice how many days I've taken off?
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to know how easy my job is. Now, that's what the CAPTCHA is, what the little test is called. And by the way you defeat it, it says ways to defeat it here. That's the thing about sending it out and having people do it for porn.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, it's called CAPTCHA, but I'm bothered by that. I thought it was cool. I thought it was a cool name until I found out that they're trying to claim it's an acronym. And that just really bugs me. That bugs me. And sports teams. And there must be a sport team that's an acronym and also not from the place. So if you call up with that, you can find the thing that bothers me the most in the world. That's a horrible thing. I have other stuff that bothers me, too. Let's see what Don has to say. Hey, Don, you talking about spam?
Yeah, I've got some information for you on the gobbledygook theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
The mails that mean nothing.
Yeah, lay it on.
The gentleman who called earlier is mostly correct about the mails. What happens is when they send that message out and they look for one of two responses, either a bounced message saying that the address is not valid,
mm-hmm.
or they look for one of those whitelist type messages that says, you know, you need to respond to everything.
Uh-huh.
And then they can tell whether or not that email address that they're sending it to is good or not. And they randomly generate hundreds of thousands of email addresses to somebody at Gmail or somebody at Yahoo.
So they don't even have a list of proper email accounts. They're trying to find that. So they're just sending out, you know, ABC, ABD, ABE, ABF, all at gmail.com and waiting to see which ones are real addresses?
Yep. And there's a public database that is put out there by ICANN that contains all the web hosting domain names out there. So let's say you've got joeswebsite.com.
Uh-huh.
They can just go up, and every time somebody registers a new domain name, they go out there and they start randomly hitting the most common names on those domains to try to find valid email addresses. So they'll send them to, like, sales and Joe and, you know, and Penn. Well, they won't send it to Penn, but... and so on and so forth. And the problem is that technology is the answer to this problem, but the technology that we're using for email was invented in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super easy to forge, or what's called spoofing, return addresses, who it's from, where it's from, to make it very easy for somebody to send out, you know, a million messages from pen@gmail.com, and it looks like it's coming from you, and everybody's expecting it. And so people open those messages,
uh-huh.
and that's what gets people. It's like, you know, it's the honeypot,
yeah.
is what it is.
Now, can they? But we have to find a way to change and morph that technology to be able to do it. Now, how do you know all this? Are you a spammer?
No, I'm not a spammer. I actually run a web hosting service here in Las Vegas.
So you know all about it, yeah.
Yeah, I have to deal with it on a daily basis, and just like the other guy does.
You seem so much less pissed off than him.
Well, I'm involved with the Spam Assassin Project, and I know what happens in the background. I know what these spammers do, and I know how to solve the majority of the problem.
Uh-huh.
And it's more of an annoyance for me. You know, I've got thousands of customers who have email accounts that have to deal with this spam all the time. And I've been dealing with technology for so long, I guess I've become, you know, a little bit jaded.
I was told by a friend of mine that they set up an account that they were able to do. He's a scientist. And they were able to get an account that had all filters off. Because, you know, Gmail and all these things have filters built in. It's very hard to find a web address with no spam filter whatsoever. And they said that the 70% is way, way off. Of all the email traffic, the vast majority, well over 99%, is spam. Am I misremembering that, or is that right?
No, that's true. And we have the ability for people to turn off their filters, because we have people who don't like filters because they have friends that send them weird, you know, look at my, you know, porn pictures emails that look like spam to the filters, and they don't want to miss those things.
I don't want to miss those things.
Exactly.
I don't ever want to miss those things. If you're sending new dirty pictures to us at penradio@gmail.com and they're bouncing back to you, please let us know. Call in right now. We want to put you on our white list.
But, you know, the truth is that as soon as you register a domain name and as soon as you set up an email account, you will instantly, and I don't know what the figures are, but I'm going to pull a number out of the air.
Good, please do.
Please.
Exactly. Within an hour of setting up your account, you will receive spam messages because of the harvesting methods that these spammers use.
Yeah.
You know, those databases are instantly updated, you know, across the Internet, and you, as a spammer, if you've got software running, you can get those updates, you know, as soon as they happen, and immediately you can start sending out bogus email addresses, you know, spam to bogus addresses, trying to find something that hits,
so,
and people will get spammed immediately.
So to get back to our question, are you for the government taking care of this, or do you think technology can do it?
The government needs to honestly stay out of this, because there's nothing that we can do domestically to solve an international problem.
Okay, well put. Thank you so much, Don. Maybe we should change over to your service. Thank you.
I'll send you an email.
Please.
Please do. You got any good deals on Viagra?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay, thanks a lot, Don. Thanks so much.
You know, email, someone has suggested this. Just charge one penny per email.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that would probably cut out a huge amount of it. Which
sure.
Is fine. But who's that money going to?
To you. No,
me,
no, no.
To me.
No, not to you personally. I have very, you know, I'm in favor of charging for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think charging for things solves everything. I want all TV to be paid so I don't have to watch commercials, because it would be worth 50 cents to watch a Perry Mason just to save the TiVoing fast forward through it. I would pay for anything. The stuff that you get I would prefer magazines to cost more and not have ads in them. I would prefer all that stuff. And certainly, if you simply said that to send an email to someone cost a penny, if you want to send an email to me, my friends, they have to pay a penny All of your friends would do that. All your real business people would do that. The money goes right back to you, and then the spammers could not afford it. So I think a paid email is the solution. I think even setting up a company where all the email costs, like it costs to send to that account. And then the person just keeps that money, the person who owns it. This is a zillion-dollar idea, Gildo. This is more for...
You know what? That's absolutely the right thing.
Gildo,
you pay a penny to send something, and you get a penny when you get them, then it becomes absolutely impossible to send out spam.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is Gildo Enterprises.
Yeah, Gildo.
The Gillette Gildo Company. If it's a good idea, it's a Gildo. That's what we're going to start doing. Gildo
right.
Enterprises. We're going to be rich.
A good one.
Rich, fabulously wealthy. And speaking of rich, fabulously wealthy, we're talking about spam, good deals on Viagra. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. I actually think that paid email thing is a real idea, and I don't know why people aren't doing it for real all the time. Someone will call in and tell us they are. This is Penn Jillette. I'm talking to Michael Goudeau. We're Gildo Enterprises and the Free FM, CBS Radio. Hit it, Jack. This is Penn Jillette spamming your ass here on the CBS Radio, Free FM. Mike Goudeau is sitting right across from me. We're talking about spam. 866-570-PEN, 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com.
You know, the most amazing thing to me is how many recipes for different spam preparations are on Gmail. You know, if you go to your spam filter, every time you click on one, there's a different spam recipe. I have spicy spam kebabs. Right here.
Because Gmail is looking for appropriate ads to put on the side. So they see the word spam and they think you're in Hawaii.
Yep.
You're a Hawaiian. When's the last time you ate spam?
That would be a very long time ago.
If you fried
probably
this
is when I had a tetanus shot. It's the same question, right? I got no idea.
But you fry it up, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't mind it. I think I can remember it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not something I go out actively searching for.
If you've been to Hawaii, everything's spam.
I've been to Hawaii, and I wasn't hanging out with the locals, so I wasn't eating spam.
But it's in the restaurants. It's in all the restaurants.
I went to very expensive restaurants.
Oh, did
they
you?
Were all bad, but they were very expensive.
See, if you go to regular local restaurants, spams and everything. Because if you're an island economy, you know, 50 years ago, then spam becomes a very important thing. Canned meat.
Sure.
Canned ham. And spam a lot. You know, Eric's show opens here in Vegas soon. Somewhere. It's on the front page of the paper here. So we're just talking spam in general. We're not staying on the subject. We're just talking spam in general. Let's take a few phone calls. Let's talk to Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Never better, boss. Never better. How are you?
Oh, that's two questions I got to ask. I noticed that every time somebody asks how you're doing, you always say never better. Does that mean you're always better today than the day before?
Always, always getting better every single day.
That's good. My question was, is right before the break, you were saying that you think you should charge for television shows and, you know, for all that stuff. How does that work in when you're working for Free FM?
You mean you've noticed their advertising on Free FM? Hmm. You've noticed their advertising?
I noticed that.
That advertising is actually all done by us, and it's all we consider to be programming. I really, in principle... What's in the news, Howard? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Robin, how did I screw that up? What's in the news, Robin? I agree completely that satellite radio is the way to go, and I think it's much smarter to have paid radio than free radio. But
how much is your time worth? I mean, how much do you think I should charge to listen to you every day?
I think you should be charged to listen to me every day. This is going to be my point. I think that satellite radio is much, 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 much too expensive. I think probably a nickel. Maybe 4 cents. I'd have to find out from advertising how much for each individual ear the advertiser pays. Do you know about that, Jack? What they pay for about an ear? Do you have any idea? I know, but I mean, there must be a number for each listener that listens to an advertisement. How much it costs?
So you think a nickel's a good price?
Yeah,
so I go back, you know, past months and figure out how much and send you a check then? Or?
Well, no, you have the ad, so you've already got it. You've paid with your time. But I would say about a nickel. See, that's the problem with two problems with satellite radio. One is that it's much, 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 much too expensive. You're paying so much more than you would be for ads. The other problem is it's just not ubiquitous, you know. There are, what, a billion radios in the world?
It is not easy to install in your car.
Yeah, a billion radios in the world, and that's all set up. The infrastructure is there, so you can listen to this show on your computer, on your radio. You can listen to it in your car, in your kitchen, almost anywhere. Whereas satellite radio, man, you know, I've got one in my car, and that's about it. I don't have any at home or anything like that. So radios, I mean, you can go to any place and they have a tuner and have a radio. So the problem is the infrastructure. But if you're talking about philosophically, I think that people paying a nickel or 4 cents or 3 cents, it's certainly under a nickel to listen to the show, would be much better than having to listen to the advertisements. But people love this word free, and people think their time is worth nothing. If you walk through a Vegas casino, someone comes up to you and says, do you want to see a free show in exchange for listening to a show about, you know, timeshares or something? And my wife always gets crazy and say, it's not free. You're asking me to spend my time. And if they ask you to watch a movie for an hour and then argue with some high-pressure salesman for another half an hour and a half of your time doing something miserable has got to be worth more.
My wife and I have been stuck in that situation, exact situation. We know what you're talking about.
And didn't you wish you had paid just to see the show?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But sure. Works so much more. It depends on how you value your time. If you value your time at worth a couple of bucks an hour, I guess it's okay to sit through this stuff to see a show. But it's never the good shows. You can't sit through timeshare and see our show.
No. Oh, no.
My voice is cracking with emotion.
I got to tell you, I don't have satellite radio, and the only way I would get it is if you switched over, it would be worth the pay to listen to. But you'd have to be on for more than an hour.
Well, the problem is, that's what they told Stern, too. All his listeners said they'd switch over, and they were lying to him. That's the problem. But thank you so much. I'm sure you're not, Jeff. You know, they're all going to go over. All 16 million are going to go over and buy satellite radio. Yeah. And they didn't.
Four of them did.
Let's see. Let's talk to Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you, boss. How are you?
Great to hear it. Two things. One about those random worded emails.
Yes,
I get those a lot, and usually they have a picture embedded in them, and the picture is like a scanned image of the ad. So they're not sending an ad in text. They're sending a picture of an ad.
Oh, I see.
But I actually kind of find them amusing because, you know, if you try to make sense out of the words, they don't, and it's like you're stoned.
It's a weird kind of poetry, yeah.
Some of them are beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. And what's your other question, Dave?
Okay, so the other thing is, as far as charging for email,
yeah.
I think it's a great idea. Someone had proposed it years ago, and it was shot down by the powers that be. If you charge, you know, a tenth of a penny, and all your friends, of course, would be free, but then anybody else using your address would have to pay you some small percent, and it's no big deal for an individual, but when you're sending out 100,000 emails
exactly.
a day,
yeah.
then suddenly it makes them have to pay for it, in which case, you know, the end user can say, well, all right, you know, I'm getting paid to read this. I'll either accept it or I won't.
Uh-huh. Well, also, if you could, the amount doesn't matter. For instance, if I have a white list of my friends that I know that can send me emails for free, and then I charge $20 for anybody else that wants to send an email to me, and there's a good way to collect that, any new friend that I'm making, anytime I make a new friend that I really want to talk to, I will spend $20 and put that really, really high number because I believe that your time reading an email from me is worth $20. And then if we're friends, we put it on the white list and we're done. So I'm all for that. Someone must be doing it.
If we're friends, then what you have to say is has no value.
Precisely. Once you get to know me, what I have to say has no value at all. Thank you so much, Dave. You might know it's a guy named Dave, right?
Oh, that
guy
weird.
Named Dave sticks the knife in and twists it, doesn't he? Let's talk. I want to talk to John here. What's up, John?
How you doing, Penn? How you doing, Mike?
Never been better, boss.
Well, I'm here in the People's Republic of California.
Oh,
where we
dear.
Know that, you know, the government really knows how to improve your life.
Absolutely.
I love your email idea,
okay.
by the way, with
okay.
the penny email.
It's not just my idea. It's Gildo's idea. Gildo Corporation, better living through helping us.
Copyright TM, et cetera. So I'm a web designer. I work out of my house. I actually have sort of like the other side of it. Like if you think getting spam is annoying, I got caught up in a spam blocker program for one of my biggest clients. So I was unable to communicate with them because it kept bouncing back and saying, you know, sorry, you've been blocked by this spam policing company.
Uh-huh.
So my thought on it is, you know, this is a private company that I guess was designated by their internet service provider.
Uh-huh.
So it became a bit of a mess, but if a private company could mess it up like that, could you imagine the amount of damage the government could do?
Oh, Jiminy.
A bunch of, you know, technology literate bureaucrats.
I think that's our point, and thank you. Thanks so much, John.
Sure.
Thanks a lot, man. And let's
talk. He nailed that, didn't he?
He nailed it dead on. Let's talk to Everett. What's up, Everett?
Hey.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, sorry. I have a friend who got something from spam that he ordered through.
Uh-huh. Really?
They had condoms for free, and he ordered them. I thought it was stupid because I didn't think he'd get them, and he actually got them.
Oh, really?
Which I think is a good thing since the government won't let our schools do it. So I think, you know, spam's not as bad as people want to make it out to be.
A pro spam call. Thank you so much, Everett. Thanks a lot, man. Let's talk to, you know, we'll get calls from anybody. Let's talk to Heath. What's up, Heath?
What's going on, guys? I spent about 3 weeks in Honolulu.
Uh huh.
There's spam everywhere. McDonald's serves up spam at breakfast.
Does McDonald's serve spam?
Absolutely. Wow. In downtown Honolulu, there's a McDonald's to be frequented. It was actually right side of downtown because it's outside of the touristy area.
Yeah.
So it was like the cheap McDonald's as opposed to the expensive one that was downtown.
Uh-huh.
And you could get spam served up there in the morning on the side. And what was really neat is, I mean, because I understood the history of why spam is so popular in Hawaii. I kind of looked it up and figured out why.
Uh-huh.
But there's actually a gourmet restaurant that serves exclusively spam in Honolulu.
Is there really?
Absolutely.
You know, you should be typing there on the Travel Channel. And
yeah,
what was the McSpam like? What kind of dish was it?
I mean, it is spam trademarked in a can. They just, I guess it's a special order with the McDonald's, where I guess it's probably pre-sliced and whatnot. It was just like a, you know, little side item you could have, like spam egg and cheese, you know, or just straight up spam on the side. I mean, and like I said, that restaurant was amazing. The stuff they were serving up. That was just, I mean, there's nothing else in this restaurant except, I mean, the main staple.
Did you go to the gourmet restaurant?
I didn't know that until after we left, because now we started watching all the specials. And, we were there, and then they started saw this restaurant. I'm like, oh, we need to go back.
You know, I'm not a big fan of Hawaii. I only go there when I need to dump a girlfriend. And I never enjoy Hawaii. But, boy, I would be willing to go. Have you found the spam restaurant yet?
I have not found the name yet, no.
Gudeau's working on it. Gudeau's on it. We'll be thinking about that. So.
Show trip. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're going to combine it with the writer's retreat.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Heath. We managed to take our nut point of view all the way, didn't we, Gudeau?
We did. We ended up with it.
And we have to also, for Gildo Productions, we have an idea.
We finally have a product.
I want to pay for my email. I want to pay to send email to people. Please, somebody take my money. We'll stop all spam entirely. Michael Gudeau is still trying to find out where we get gourmet spam in Hawaii. My name is Penn Jillette, and as always, it frightens me the awful truth of how sweet life can be. Have yourself some spam today. I mean the spiced ham. Not the bad nail, the spiced ham. Try it.